see me? No, no, please don't be frightened. I'm not gonna hurt you, I swear. Of course you don't want me around. Nobody ever wanted me around when I was alive, so why would someone want me around now? Sorry, I'm sure you're tired of hearing me cry so much. Yeah, that was me crying outside your room at night. No, I didn't break in. This is my house. Or it was when I was alive. Yeah, that's right. I'm a ghost. But like I said, I'm not here to hurt you. I'd never hurt you. Or anyone else for that matter. I'm not that kind of ghost. I'm just a lingering shade. I'm sorry if I've been frightening you since you moved in. I didn't mean to. No, I'm not crying because I died. I accepted that a long time ago. I've just been crying because I haven't been brave enough to talk to you. I really admire you. You moved into this old, dilapidated house and fixed everything up yourself. And you even did it in a way that was really respectful. You moved into my old bedroom and restored it so beautifully. It's been forever since I've seen it look so new. I've wanted so badly to reach out to you ever since, but, well, I didn't want to frighten you. But just the fact that we're having this conversation is a great sign. You've been hearing a lot of banging and moaning every night? I'm not sure what that could be about. Maybe you've also attracted a succubus into this house from sleeping naked every night. Or walking around the house naked. Or having such a nice coffee maker. Okay. I'll just be upfront. I never got to feel love or intimacy before I died, and I really want to experience it. I don't have a truly physical body, but I can still touch things, and, well, you're so cute, and I know I'm not much to look at, and maybe you would prefer a living girl, but maybe just tonight, you could give me a chance? Really? You're okay with it? Yay! Okay, I'm sorry if my hand is kind of cold. I can't really do much about that. But it looks like you don't mind too much. If anything, you might even be enjoying it. I can see the goosebumps all over your beautiful body. God, you're so hot. Do you like my hand on your cock? Is it a little strange feeling? I'm partly see-through, so you can actually see what's happening to your penis even when I'm using both hands. Or when I take it in my mouth. I bet the cold is making you even more sensitive, too. I haven't even started sucking it properly yet. And you're shivering. I've been wanting to do this to you ever since you moved in. I was watching you do all the work to my home. Seeing you take your shirt off when you got all sweaty. Watching your gorgeous body glistening in the evening. Well, it certainly made me feel something. And that's a pretty big deal for a ghost. Is it any wonder I fell so hard for you? Oh, I wish I could taste you. I'd be so happy that I could almost start crying again. too sweet. I can't believe you actually tried to give me head pats. I'm a ghost, remember? I appreciate the effort, though. It's very sweet of you. I can't really kiss you like normal, so I'll just have to show you my thanks in another way. How do you like my mouth on your cock? Still enjoying it? I bet you've never seen what happens in a girl's mouth during a blowjob before. Does it make it more intense? Seeing what my little tongue is doing on your big cock while it's in my mouth? I guess as far as sucking you off goes, I'm lucky I'm a ghost. You're so much bigger than me that I'd break my jaw on this thing. But now, I don't have to worry about that. And you know what else? I don't have a gag reflex, so I won't ever suffocate. Are you ready for a blowjob that no other girl could give you? You don't mind if I touch myself a little while I suck you off. You can't exactly do it for me, so my fingers will have to make do. I know this might feel strange for you, but it's so satisfying for me. You may not exactly be in my throat, but I can definitely still tell how big you are. Is my throat tight enough for you? Good. I definitely wouldn't have been able to do all of this if I was alive. Have you ever wondered what that sticky stuff all around your house is? Did you notice it seems to appear in the places you're most often naked? Or even that one time you left your underwear drawer open and found it all over your favorite pair? Well, that's my ectoplasm, and I'm going to be making a little more ectoplasm tonight, all over your bed sheets. You just have that effect on me. I haven't been so excited in 100 years. Are you close? Just come whenever you want. Sorry about the mess. I can't exactly swallow your cum, unfortunately. It kind of ended up all over you. And I've never seen you shoot so much at once before. Well, duh. Of course I've been watching you whenever you touch yourself. I told you about my ectoplasm, right? Look how much you made me leak this time. Sorry, I added to the mess. You know, I really, really like you. No, silly. My spirit isn't just gonna move on from here. That's not how it works. Now that I got to experience love, why would I ever want to move on when I've found someone as perfect as you? A whole team of exorcists wouldn't be able to stop me from haunting you now. I'm not haunting just this house anymore. I'm haunting you. Even if you die, it's not going to keep us apart. We're gonna be together for the rest of eternity.